that damned animal also did a speed of 18.5. For the next hour, our frigate kept up this pace without gaining a fathom. This was humiliating for one of the fastest racers in the American Navy. The crew were working up into a blind rage. Sailor after sailor heaved insults at the monster, which couldn't be bothered with answering back. Commander Farragut was no longer content simply to twist his goatee. He chewed on it. The engineer was summoned once again. "You're up to maximum pressure?" the commander asked him. "Aye, sir," the engineer replied. "And your valves are charged to 6.5 atmospheres." "Charge them to 10 atmospheres." A typical American order, if ever I've heard one. It would have sounded just fine, come from a Mississippi paddle-wheeler race, to outstrip the competition. "Conceal," I said to my gallant servant now at my side, "you realize that we'll probably blow ourselves sky-high?"